do that right now. We're going to pray. God, we thank you for this time to be together. And we thank you for those who have already put in their prayer requests and praise reports. God, we thank you for the power in praying together. And we thank you for the things that you change just because we believe in you and the power you have given us to be a blessing to one another. Lord, we are continuously in prayer right now for Sister Simone, and we continuously ask that you be a blessing in her life. God, we pray right now for those who are still enduring the massacre in the UK from the church and from the mosque that was attacked. And we ask that you, dear God, continue to provide, to heal, and help those who have lost loved ones to truly make it through this process of grieving. Lord, we are in prayer right now for Sister Robin and her entire family and kids. We ask that you be a blessing to her and continue to guide them and provide for them. Lord, you know the ailments. You know the concerns of all your people. You know what Joshua is going through. And you know that his eye, losing his sight, how he feels about that. We also know that you have the power to help him as you have so many others to acclimate himself to his new way of being, to increase his other senses, and to teach him how to adapt and how to adopt new ways of taking care of things. God, we ask that you continuously be a blessing for Danielle as she is enduring hidradenitis suppurativa. Help her to overcome and recover from her surgeries. Help her to endure and to manage well her pain, and help her to maintain the good spirit that she has right now because of you. God, we pray for Sister Valerie right now and asking that you continue to work within her, her husband, and their marriage. We ask that same similar prayer for DeWitt and his wife to help ease the marriage conflicts, to bring about the peace that is missing. Help them not to fall into pieces, but to truly make and create peace with your help where it is needed. God, please be very blessed upon Deja. We ask that you continue to bless her heart as she is still grieving the loss of a very special client and patient for her. We ask that you continuously encourage her to do what you have called her to do as she stands in the gap for those who are going through very challenging health situations. And as she is used by you greatly and mightily to help others transition from this side of heaven to prayerfully the other side. So God, we just ask that you continue to bless us, help us, keep us, help us to walk in the flavor of favor. And in Jesus' name, we all thank you and we all bless you and we all say amen. Amen, amen. Well, it is about that time. Thank you so much for listening in. It is about that time for us to ha ha hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. Try to say it as weird as possible. Ha ha ha, hallelujah, meaning laughter. There is healing through in laughter, where we can laugh not in negative ways, where we can laugh in positive ways about the very humanness of being in this club called humanity. So I have one clip that I did not get to play the past night. Do apologize for that. But this is the one by Rodney Laney. And I also have two others. They're all three from the Dry Bar Comedy. Well, two from the Dry Bar Comedy. One clip from Rodney and the other clip is from Leanne Morgan. They're all from the Dry Bar Comedy series. My microphone is on purpose. I'm listening in but also laughing in with you. You still can give me a call. You will not bother me. If this is a live broadcast, it's 904-831-1079. Just like the radio station 1079. 904-831-1079. And if it's later, this is a rebroadcast, then still call me 904-624-9868. When you do, I'll cut my microphone off so that I can just focus on you. So right now, let's listen in together.
I've been traveling a lot. Started doing cruises because that's where my career is headed. I like it though, man. I like it. Getting me out of those cold New Jersey winters. That's important, right? I like it. They always send me down to Florida, Plantation, Florida. Anybody ever heard of Plantation, Florida? Yeah? I hadn't. And let me tell you something. I was nervous. The whole time I was in Plantation, Florida. I was like, y'all gonna let me leave here, but I don't want no problems with my departure. It felt weird getting a cab talking about, take me to Plantation. Hurry up, I'm late. I went from Plantation to the boat. Talk about how things have changed. What Obama was talking about. Oh man, I was traveling a lot, man. I was actually in Honduras on election day. Yeah, man, I'm gonna tell you, I was upset. I was like, you know what? I ain't going back. Then I realized I was in Honduras.
Right.
I was like, I ain't staying here. Things can't never get this bad. I'll swim back to America if I have to. I said, you got a problem with America? Just leave for a couple days.
Right.
You'll be back. With a whole new attitude. I don't care who in the White House. We got hot water. It was funny, man. 2 days later, I was in Cozumel, Mexico, right?
Oh,
yeah. And the Wi-Fi was out on the entire island. And the Mexicans was like, Trump ain't playing around. When he said a wall, he meant a firewall. Something got lost in the translation. I just feel like we got a love-hate relationship with the presidency, right? That's it. Doesn't matter who in the office, right? Remember we had Bush, then we had Obama, then we got Trump, and when that pendulum swings back and Flavor Flav takes office, you like, yeah, boy!
Okay, let's listen to Leanne Morgan.
Who do you think's easier to raise? I mean, just yell it out. Boys or girls?
Boys.
Boys. Every once in a while, a little frail woman will yell, girl. And she's probably being threatened. But anyway, no. We love our girls. I love my girls. I truly do. And I know that when I'm in the nursing home, they'll be the ones to come and pluck my chin hairs. Because my boy will be off with his wife and her people. Because he said to me, he brought her home and he said, you got a terrible look on your forehead. And I said, oh, it's nothing against her. It's just I'm jealous. Because I thought you would only love me. I know that's twisted. I know it is. But he was the best thing that ever happened to me. All right, my kids all yell at me. And my husband, everybody's in a bad mood all the time. And he's the only one that's never fussed at me. And he was just the sweetest child growing up. And so when he said he was going to marry somebody and move off, it was awful. But let me say that I love her. And they live near us. And she's like another child to me. And it has been a blessing. She is... it's very sweet and has forgiven me for my forehead looks. But anyway, but he said to me right before they got married, he goes, Mom, she's going to be my immediate family. You're now my extended family. He said, Mom, that's biblical. I thought, why did I show him the Bible? Let me tell y'all about him. He's an old soul. Have you ever met anybody that was an old soul? He was born an 80-year-old man. He has had a garden since he was in sixth grade. He plays the mountain dulcimer and the banjo. He woodworks. He makes spoons. He makes spoons. I mean, he is so yummy. All right, his favorite music is gospel bluegrass. His favorite. Oh, well, no. Okay. Ding a ding a ding. All right. His favorite artist was Dr. Ralph Stanley. Dr. Ralph, look at you. Look at you. Knowing who Dr. Ralph Stanley is. Okay, for those of you who don't, he was on the Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? That is probably the most famous thing he did. But he was the godfather of Mountain Soul. He ended up dying at like 92. He had a little cowboy hat propped on his head. Yummy. Okay, he would come through Knoxville, and I would take my son to see Dr. Ralph when my son couldn't drive. They propped little Dr. Ralph up on stage because he was so old. I almost threw my panties at him because that's what you do to Tom Jones. And I love him. But anyway, I'm standing there listening to Dr. Ralph Stanley singing gospel bluegrass, and I think to myself, how many teenage boys are listening to this? What are teenage boys listening to? Rihanna? Walk a Flock of Flame? Some of that nasty goings on. I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I had to yell at my boy, turn that gospel bluegrass down. You're out of control. If I hear I Saw the Light one more time. My baby child, she's now 20. When she left, I took to the bed. And I ate chocolate-covered blueberries that you get at Target. And I found Netflix, and I binge-watched Scandal. Have y'all seen Scandal? That first season, the chemistry between the two main characters, I think something's really going on. Anyway, it set me on fire. And so I laid up in the bed and watched that and, like, ordered Jimmy John's from my bed. And my husband said, are you all right? But I ended up getting sciatica from laying in the bed. I didn't get bed sores. I got sciatica and then ended up having to get physical therapy that cost $1,000 because of my deductible. But anyway, but I grieve so much over my kids being gone. All right, so when my husband gets home, he's as sad as I am. When he gets home, we just stare out into space. And he's very quiet. He's an introvert. He doesn't talk. He doesn't chat. So I just sit and talk to myself. And we have two beagle hounds, and we just sit and kiss them in the mouth. And they are yummy. And we go to bed. And a lot of y'all look really young in here, and I'm going to scare y'all to death. But I'm going to tell y'all, look at these young girls right here. I'm going to tell y'all what your future is going to be, okay? All right, when you get to be about your mid-40s, you're going to go through, start a thing called perimenopause. It's before you go through menopause, and it makes you crazy. And you sweat in the bed at night. Okay, and all your hormones get messed up. All right, I go to the bedroom, and I am so hot at night that I put the air on 68 because I don't want to die. My husband puts it back up on 70, and he says, you're freezing me to death. He's having to wear pajamas for the first time in our marriage. Okay. He said, I can see my breath. That's a lie. But I know he is cold because one time he had to wear a toboggan. But anyway, we get in the bed, and that big beagle who is 10 years old, a boy named Augie, who is so sweet, my husband spoons him in the bed. And then we've got a new little beagle that is a pocket beagle, and her name is Gigi, and she is so yummy. And she had a nervous tick when we got her, and she ate our couch. But other than that, I love her. And she gets in the bed, and she backs her little butthole up against my head at night, right here. And when we get, all right, so when my husband spoons that big one will wall his eyes at me and looks like, I don't want him. I want you. So when my husband drifts off to sleep, that big beagle scoots over and then gets in the crook of my legs. So through the night, I break out in a sweat because I'm in perimenopause and it's right here in the back of my neck. Dr. Oz said it. Okay, so then I'm sweating like I've done Zumba all night. And my husband snores. It depends on if he's put on weight. If he's stressed out at work, he'll put on weight. He'll eat a bunch of white flour. And then he snores a different way. But if he's playing tennis and he's watching what he eats, this is really how he snores. He starts going, pew! 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 It's enough to kill you. Okay. You can set a watch by it. Sometimes it's just a puff of air and it's on my head with a butthole right here with a big bangle right here. So that's your nighttime routine of perimenopause. Look at how beautiful they are. See, they still have their bloom. Good for y'all. Y'all are probably out doing yoga. Okay, I have given up. All right.
Okay. That was Leanne Morgan, and before her, we heard Rodney Laney. You can get their clips from any of your music apps as well as some of your just internet forums by pulling up their names. And again, that's from the Dry Bar Comedy Series. This is still Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. So glad to be here with you. We needed our little ha-ha hallelujah healing through laughter moment. And just to remind us that we really can continue to have joy and happiness when we have God, because ultimately we only truly need God and the things that God has for us. Amen. Let's listen to Toby Mac remind us of the same. I just need you. You can still call in. The number live is 904-831-1079. The number later, 904-624-9868.
Night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me when I'm beat down, broken. Hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born defector. 'Cause all I know is you're my only hope.
godliness. I want God. All I ever wanted was God. And I don't want to give him second best. I want God. All I ever wanted was God. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want a form of godliness.
I want God.
I want God.
All I ever
wanted was God.
All I ever wanted was God.
I don't want to give him second best.
Don't want to give him my second best. I want God. See, I want to live like him. Treat everybody right. And I want to look like him. Precious in his sight. Help me to love. Forgive. And be what he called me to be. All I ever wanted, I want to live like him, treat everybody right, and I want to look like him, precious in his
eyes.
Help me to love all my enemies and be what you call.
Thank you so much for that song. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here, and still taking your prayer requests, praise reports, and those things that are concerning you upon your heart. And right now we're going to finish off with this word coming out of Esther chapter 2 verse 17, where we are talking about what it feels like to get through I don't knowville, just not knowing exactly what's going on concerning God. And as we talk about this word so far, we have heard that, first of all, when it appears that we are experiencing the absence of the Almighty, it does not and is not a factor meaning abandonment. When we have the appearance of the absence of the Almighty, it is not abandonment. God has not left us, for lo, God is with us always, even till the end of the earth. And secondly, when we know that we are being blessed by God, the presence of God's provisions does not represent possession of them just for ourselves, being blessed by God and the provisions of God does not represent possession just for me and me alone. It's for me to share with you, you to share with us. I'm still in just verse 17. But see, many of us want the crown, but not necessarily the responsibility of that crown. Remember, Esther had received this crown after surviving the loss of loved ones, her mom and her dad, sacrificing herself for the cause of getting into the right position to save her people. She stayed connected to her purpose and not to the possessions, even when she was not certain what was going to happen yet in this place called I Don't Knowville. For God allowed her to get to where she was, just like God allows us to get to where we are, for the sake of bringing a people or person out of where they are to get to where they're supposed to be. She could have easily started ego tripping and saying how she was chosen from all other women and how the king was looking her up with whatever jewels she wanted, hooking her up, how the king was sweating her. She could have said that, but all Esther ever took when he offered her anything and everything was what she needed. She maintained her humility and connection to the greater cause, which allowed her to have even more trust within for him of her. She was chosen, yes, to be set apart, but not above anyone. No one is above anyone. No pastors, no clergy, no religious leaders, no church leaders, no mosque leaders, temple leaders. No one except God is high and lifted up. So let me put it this way. God didn't bless you or I with favor because we are his favorite. He provides favor with the intent to bless others through you, through me. So many of us still sometimes have to admit that we, when we're dealing with God, we kind of treat God like little children do to our parents, vying for God's attention, undivided attention, trying to be God's favorite child, and then getting disconnected from the real purpose when someone else's provisions or anointing or gifts look greater than mine. God blesses us not only so we can have, but so we can give. God blesses us not only so we can have eternal life, but so we can be an invitation to others, be used by God to give them eternal life. God gives us the word of God, the way of God, the will of God, not just so we can be special, but so we can extend that love to others to remind and or to tell them that they too are special in the eyes of God. But do realize that with the product of the crown comes the process of preparation. But we just got to hold on. This is not a good feeling when we talk about, when we experience, when we are in that place of I don't knowville, thinking we have done something so wrong that God is not speaking to us, thinking we have gone away from God so long that God does not want to have anything to do with us. But please know that this process is temporary. And that God always loves us no matter what. He would always remind us, and I want you to be reminded, that God reminds us that this process that we are in, whatever it is temporary, but the results can be eternal. The process is for a purpose that shall not be revealed, meaning the gloom of this shall not compare to the glory God has in store. The pain is even temporary, for weeping truly may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Somebody's roughing it through school. I feel you. You know the Lord told you to go, but you don't see the money, can't find the finances, and it seems like scholarships are skipping out on you and becoming skimpier and skimpier, trying to put you in financial aid. And if financial aid itself even gets thinner, it will need Medicaid to revive it, right? But insert favor. Remind yourself about favor and know that the Lord will make a way somehow, for God never calls us to a place where God will not keep us. So remember, the absence of the Almighty does not mean abandonment. The presence of God's provisions does not mean that they are just for our possession. Everything God does for us is just for me, but also for us to share with others. Stay tuned right now as we continue to listen to some good music, one by our brother Kirk Franklin, Just For Me.
How y'all doing? Y'all feel good? I'm gonna try this. Let's go.
Just for me. Many doors you've closed just for me. Sometimes you will say no, so I'll be tested in your fire to purify my desires. So my blessings won't be
don't sing fair.
For you to call this love, but it's necessary pain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the ingredient for change.
Come on.
Even when life may be bittersweet, it's working
just for me.
Sing, yo.
All the moments I miss that were just for me. Because I chose not to.
This is some truth here. Come on.
For every mistake was the same amount of grace.
That
kept my blessing waiting just for me. But trusting your timing is not easy.
Yeah. Sounds so good. Growing like
ooh, la, la, la,
that ground sing.
I'm singing ooh, la, la,
and now my heart is like
ooh, la, la,
cause it was painful like
ooh, la, la,
yeah, yeah.
La, 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 la,
sing.
It don't feel good, but growing never does. It don't seem fair.
Anybody ever feel like that sometimes?
For you to call this love, but it's necessary pain. It's the ingredient for change.
Ingredient for change.
Even when life may be bittersweet,
everybody sing.
It don't feel good, but growing never does. It don't seem fair.
I can feel your heart. I have a message for you. Kelly.
I know that you don't feel your best. Hold on. Be strong. God's not forgotten you. Broken dreams got you feeling. At the end of the day, the favor of God can open the way. God's favor is more precious than life.
God's favor more precious.
Strong,
God's got.
because God is the greatest power, you shall not be defeated.
I know, that's right. Absolutely. Amen. Sorry about that, brother, sisters. Thank you so much for that song. That was Kelly Kim, and that was off of Hezekiah Walker's, of course. But yeah, that is Kelly Kim and Karen, meaning Kelly Price, Karen Clark Sheard, and Kim Burrell. And this is Standing in the Gap. I am Pastor Monica R. Hooks. So glad to be here and serve you. We're going to finish out this word right now. We had our Ha Ha Hallelujah Healing Laughter clips, and now we're going to finish this and then be able to continuously take your prayers, your requests, your praise reports, and continuously pray for you. Remember, we don't just write them down tonight so that we can pray for you and to add them to our list, but we also write them upon our hearts so that we pray for you ongoing to continue to intercede specifically for what you have shared with us and, of course, what the Holy Spirit reveals so that we can always, always be a part of your team as God has called us to be team players, right? So as we continue to talk about the I Don't Knowville stage of life, how we can get through it by walking in the flavor of God's favor. We already know that the absence of the Almighty does not mean abandonment, and that the presence of the provisions of God does not mean it's for our possession alone. If we could just again remember that this process we're in is temporary, when we just don't know and we're used to knowing that we know that we know, the process is just for a short amount of time, even though it feels like it's been long. And even though it has been long for us as far as earthly times, there are parents struggling with staying together for the sake of the children, but sometimes we can't draw enough inspiration even from them to stick around. So what's my motivation to stay in a place where I'm not appreciated, sometimes denigrated, and now I feel myself irritated, frustrated, and aggravated? Allow God's favor to shower upon your life. Respect the sanctity of your marriage, the necessity of raising your children, and the reality that favor will abide and abound. That's that extra giving thing, that specialness that God gives us to endure even long suffering. Well, where's the favor for the single parent then, desiring the assistance of a spouse that is out? What about that widow or widower who once had the face and embrace of another in their place, but now they're gone and they find themselves all alone? What about the extra single man or woman, extra meaning they really want somebody else, that desire of the arms of a companion, the intimacy of a mate, and we struggle with following the spirit as opposed to following the flesh? And don't tell us about being married to Jesus, for we know that's not possible. My goodness, that would be spiritual incest, for Jesus is truly our sibling. But Mark 3:35, read that later, because it reminds us that Jesus is our brother. But let's still let God's favor help us to keep holding on and holding in there through the loneliness, through the tear-stained pillows, through the emptiness of coming home alone, through the depression and discontent, through that feeling of hardship where we come home and we're not alone. There are plenty of people in the house, and yet we still feel like we're by ourselves. Let's stop looking at the calendar and look at favor. Stop thinking every year that it lessens that every year that we get older, that it lessens our chance for companionship. Just keep looking at God's favor. Know that God's favor can turn your testifying about your happiness into real testifying about your joy. God will turn testifony into a real testimony. And don't be afraid to connect, to make new friends, because you've been hurt by so many others. There are seasoned singles, those who are older. Don't shun the chance to connect to new relationships because you can't bear to bury another loved one. Just continue to focus on favor. Walk in the spirit and not the flesh. Brothers, singles, sisters, those who are married, let the favor remind us to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Favor will remind us that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Favor will remind us of just how important it is for wherever we are, whether we feel like we're stuck or we're afraid to go forward. Just know that it's just always a good reason in every season to draw closer to God as God draws nigh to us. We're still here until 1 a.m. Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. The number to call in live is 904 831-1079. And any other time you want to share or have prayer, that number is 904-624-9868. From here, right here, Praise 107.9.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down, yeah. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else. Of your embrace, help me find my way. Bring me back to you.
I will
I want you to work.
I want you to work. Some of you need to close your eyes right now. Talk to the Lord and tell him, I see
you
and I want you to work in me. Set, set, set.
I see
you and I want you to do the same thing. I'm tired of being the way you used to be, Lord. I've seen you work in me and I want you to work in me.
Thank you so much for listening to Standing in the Gap. We're going to close this word out now as we talk about how to walk in the flavor of God's favor. As we talk to our sister from the Bible, Esther, and how she shared the favor of God and how that blessed her, to her, and through her for her people. That there's a song that says that, I think the song that goes, no matter how hard you try, yes, Lord, no matter how hard you try, you can't be God's given, because the more you give, the more God gives to you. You heard that song, right? And that's fine. But I'm also looking at it from another way, that your enemies can't stop what the Lord is doing in your life because you have God's favor from God's hands. What they used to use to make you stumble, God will simply use to increase your high stepping. God will continue to give you more even when people try to take it all from you. What others use as an obstacle, God will use as a divine detour. What they use as efforts to sabotage you, God will use to camouflage temporarily the unveiling of God's glory that will eventually fall upon you too. Esther didn't have a fairy tale beginning, but she had a favorite ending. Regardless of her past, your past, my past, regardless of our future, we still continuously have a greater day coming tomorrow because of God and God's favor. Esther knew something about that, because Esther knew that the king was going to hold another banquet to celebrate this favor that he was giving her. And also similarly with us, because of Jesus, we have a banquet planned as well. At the moment we accept him as our Lord and Savior, which you can do right now. Just simply let God know, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. We are given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When we do that, and not only do we get it, but it's not on some layaway plan. You know what I'm saying? Or like the use case says, a never, never. We receive God fully, for Jesus paid it all. And at this banquet where we have ourselves and Jesus now and eventually on the other side of heaven, we shall continue to receive favor as it comes in several flavors. So look, sister, look, brother, pull up to the table of the one and only one, King of Kings, and let me tell you how to taste and see that the Lord is good. See, his unmerited favor is grace. He's serving immeasurable favor, which is mercy. He's putting a plate out of unconditional favor, which is his love, untainted favor, which is God's faithfulness. God is pouring out favor as his blessings. He's giving us extra seasoning, untimed favor as his hope. He's giving us unmovable favor for us to pull up and take as much as we need of his protection. Unrelenting favor, his second chance. Uncreatable favor is his sovereignty. His unduplicated favor is his majesty. His favor that woke us up this morning and started us on our way. That favor that clothed us in our right mind, and not just in designer designs, but in the things that we need, our right mind and righteousness. God's favor is what pulled you out of the pit, out of the miry clay. His favor is what allowed us to see another day with or without earthly sight. God's favor is what placed our feet on higher and solid ground. God's favor is what protects us from all those funky rumors going around. God's favor holds us up when we feel like we're falling down, and it doesn't matter where you come from. from what you've done. When you accept him as Christ, he gives you the gift of favor. Favor that gives hope to the hopeless, help to the helpless, a home to the homeless, a friend to the friendless, a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless, rest to the restless, and peace to those who are too stressed out. Favor is what keeps us, maintains us. And the last way to keep favor, to use it mightily, to get to and through that phase of I don't knowville, is to simply say yes to what God told you before, and to say yes to what God is about to say, because only God is that trustworthy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you again so much for listening in. I pray continuously for you, stand in the gap with you, and continuously ask you and encourage you to please just say yes to God, to be encouraged, stay encouraged. And when God gives you a moment, please take it and encourage someone else. Good night.
Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. Will your spirit still say yes? Saying there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart say yes? So just say
yes.
Open up your heart and tell the Lord yes. This time I made up in my mind. I'll say yes. My soul says yes. My mind.
The ultimate gospel experience, W300CU Jacksonville and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach. The new Praise 107.9.